Welcome aboard, everybody. You just logged into Midnight Chrome Radio here on Anchor FM. I'll be your host for the next at least 45 minutes. Sit back and be careful and enjoy the show.
Done it again.
Mr. Street Bum, welcome back, everybody. In this last episode, we were told you we're gonna call it hothead trucking, dude. The stuff we were put through and are put through, right, and looked down upon is absolutely ridiculous.
Truly is.
Oh, man. Welcome back, Crisco. Dude, that was really there. Cool, whatever you just did.
What did I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, William.
Hold on a second here. My signal's crap.
Will Nino?
Hold on. My signal might drop out because I'm going down Sherman into Laramie.
Ah, well, I guess in the meantime, I can like fill some dead air, which I always am a good at doing. You can talk for hours, man. You're the only one I know that can just fill up dead air for that 2 hours. Yeah, well, you know. Chris, this last episode, man, we were talking about the transparency in trucking. We were talking about all of the things that we've got to go through to get the job done from point A to point B. And like I said, you know, I know we may find it funny, but it's almost like the general populace, right, thinks that these things, that they go to Walmart. They've never had to deal with a Walmart distribution center.
Okay? God, no.
They've also never had to deal with Walmart distribution security and check-in and the transportation between point A to point B, said Walmart distro center.
it's gotten better in some respects, but it's gotten worse in others too.
Yeah. Oh my God. I told you guys that the fella named Ghost, right, that I know as Ghost, Sylvanus, the trucking company that I leased a couple trucks to him, the name of that company was Blonde Star Trucking out of Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great guys. And it being a law enforcement-owned company, you heard me correctly, law enforcement-owned company, we got a lot of perks by having Blonde Star on the side of our trucks. Because
I bet you did.
He really did, dude. His wife was she was head of the investigations department for the homicide division of Chicago, Illinois. So being leased to her gave us a lot of perks. I'm just saying, guys, just tossing that out.
Yeah.
But one of them was Walmart, bro. I told him, do not ever send me back to a Walmart distro center. Ever. Ever.
Yeah. Well, like I said, in some respects, it's gotten better. You know, the check-in process has become more streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not sitting 4, 6 hours, 8 hours in the dock to get unloaded anymore. You know, at most, I think recently on the last 10 years or so, at most, I think I sat 2 hours in the dock.
Right.
But now Walmart has a policy that if you're more than an hour early in time, you're getting charged $500. If you're doing a drop and hook there, if you show up before midnight of the day, you know, say you're delivering tomorrow at Walmart, dropping a hook. If you show up at 11:59 tonight, you're getting charged $500 for early delivery.
That's ridiculous, man.
Yep.
Now, are you, I mean, is everybody clear? Do they hear what you're saying? Come on, man.
It's extortion.
This is absolutely ridiculous. And there's, I mean, good thing William don't have to do that and deal with that. I don't, thank God.
Yeah.
No, I just have to carry around a 10-pound thing of keys to open my store.
All right. But, Chris, that's...
Yeah, well, keys are a lot cheaper than $500 ding in your paycheck.
True.
They hit the drivers with that?
Not specifically me, because I'm a company driver. But they charge the company $500.
Now,
for early delivery.
Why? Where are they getting this? Dude, that don't even make logical sense.
No, it doesn't. You know, we're out here trying to be as efficient and productive as we can. And then we get a Walmart load that we got to sit 2 fucking days on because we don't want to get charged $500.
You know why that is, though, right? You know what's why that is? It's because we're the efficient
why?
Ones. They're the ones that are so far behind and so far up their own ass that they aren't ready for you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You may be honest on that.
They want it when they want it.
Seriously. I mean, what he's saying, I mean, he's not the only one. You know, the Walmart distros are not the only ones.
They're not.
What I really, 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 back in the day when I did pull a van from time to time, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Remember, dude, I've always been a flatbed guy or a dump truck guy all my life.
Right.
But when you pull van freight, right, you've got different commodity that will go in that box. And one of the other ones that I absolutely despised picking up was canned goods and food stuffs that goes to a food warehouse.
Yep.
Dude, I'm going to tell you now, that is ridiculous. What you guys have to go through.
Oh, grocery. Yeah, grocery warehouses are asinine.
That is it. You hit the nail on the head right there.
You know, they order the stuff. They want you to bring it. And then they charge you to take it off of your trailer.
That's correct. They'll even charge you.
It's their stuff.
Break it down. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
I got charged,
okay,
per pallet to break it down. I'm going, wait a minute. It's not my fault. Your guys' customer, who you ordered this shit from, didn't break it down and palletize it. Don't blame me.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we ain't blaming you at all. We're just going to charge you, you know, $300 per pallet to break it down and palletize it. What?
No.
Say what?
Yeah. There was one time early on in my career. Again, I drove for one of the mega carriers. I started out with them, got my CDL through them. And I really, personally myself, I don't have any issue with that company. They don't need any more advertisement, so I won't name
them. It's fire.
God.
They advertise enough. And they can pay for it. I'm not getting paid, so.
Speaking of getting paid, let's talk about Blue Paranoid.
Yeah.
No, but anyway.
They had a policy that you were not to pay for a lumper. Well, I was given a load coming out of home time. I had to go over to, Lima, Ohio to pick it up and take it to a drugstore chain distribution center in Rome, New York. I get into the terminal from home time and I go talk to my dispatcher and he said, yeah, I got a load for you. Go ahead and hire a lumper.
Oh, wow. Okay, there you go.
Wait, what?
There you go.
He said, yeah, you're going to be there 8 hours.
Man. See, now, but did you get paid detention for that?
Yes, I did.
But again, you know what?
The reason I was there for 8 hours, the customer didn't want the product on chip pallets. They wanted it on white wood.
Even though
the shipper only ships on chip.
Damn.
Yeah. So you had to, you either did it yourself or you hired a lumber to take everything off the chip pallet and put it on white wood. And the kicker of it was they kept the chip pallet for the credit.
Oh, what? Are you kidding?
Yeah. And you know how much that lumber cost?
I'm going to guess at least in the 500, you know, hundreds of range. I know that.
It was triple digits, yes.
$600.
$450.
Yeah. You know.
You know how much I got paid for detention?
$280. No.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. That's real, dude.
And that was the generosity of my dispatcher to give me $80.
Right.
Because you got to give them 2 hours. I was there 8 hours, so I should have only gotten 60.
And we wonder what. No, listen, guys. We wonder why this industry's got issues, or you know, not even necessarily this industry. We wonder why the hell milk or bread or any of the commodities we get at these said stores, right, are through the damn roof. Why is the price of these things going through the roof? It's because they, come on, you just said it.
Yep.
I mean, this is bullshit, dude.
Yep. Hey, listen, guys, I'm going to have to jump off of here for a few minutes. I will call you. I will jump back in here after I do what I'm doing.
Don't jump too high, though. You could hurt yourself.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the fat boy doesn't jump.
I'm afraid to deal with William. He keeps coming and going, coming and going.
Right?
Hey, it's not my fault.
Technology. All right, guys. I'll be back shortly.
All right, man. Don't be too long now, brother.
All right, I won't.
Bye.
Bye.
Later. You know what?
What? What's up?
This exact thing that we're talking about is. Overnight truck. They just don't see the ends of the outlet.
Right.
Going off the way to me. What are you thinking?
It's just getting ridiculous, is what it is, man.
It has been for quite some time. But yeah, I mean,
exactly. Every day is getting worse and worse. Like you said, though, man, these commodities they're skyrocketing in pricing. But then you have like the other big company you were talking about, the distribution center earlier. All their prices are so low is because they're charging these drivers $500 for their stupid early stuff.
Now, where's the fix? Where is the fix all? Or at least, seriously, would you not like to hear some, like,
of course, but
fix this? I would love to have, like, some examples of how to fix this. I mean, shutting down, dude, is not going to fix it.
No.
All that's going to do is make shit worse.
Sadly, I don't know how you're going to fix this without having a shutdown or something like that. I mean, sure, there are ways, but who's really going to step up and do it?
Well, what about fining the companies themselves? Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, because, dude, I can remember, it's almost as if... Let's just find the hell out of you for this, for that, or for this, or that. Like a freight train out of control and it's come off the train tracks.
That sounds about right.
I mean, there you go. That's nice.
Dude,
and quiet. What
goes,
in the
man.
Hell?
I'm playing the part of Chris Adams today. My headset wants to keep disconnecting, reconnecting, disconnecting, reconnecting. Uh-huh.
Are you serious? Oh, boy.
It's technology, man. I think next week I'm going to bring me another pair of headphones, and I'm going to try those.
There you go. Well, it is what it is, man. We were giving Blue Parrot perks. I get it. I can't knock that headset. That is one of the best headsets I've ever had, and I will never diss a Blue Parrot, man. Anytime breaks, you know.
Yeah, I got the 450
XT. You've replaced
XT
yours,
now.
Right?
I like the fact that.
What do you like about
it? A little round charger on the bottom of it anymore. I can actually use a regular Android charger cord.
You know what, Hank? Does mine? If I remember right. Oh man, I'm glad you switched topics. I'm not kidding. Because talking about what we were talking about, you know, even though it needs talked about. Dude, it pisses me off. It really does. Knowing the ins and the outs of the industry like this, I mean, oh my God. It's like beating a damn dead horse. And until we do something about it, bro, I don't know. And I don't really know what we, unless we as a, get on board, like get the Teamsters Union involved, which I don't know.
Yeah,
dude. I
but
really
last
don't
time
know.
Something like that happened, their president kind of went fucking missing, huh?
Yeah. Jimmy Hoffa was somewhere in the bottom of the canal. They
no,
say
dude, the he's not missing. He's under Brown Stadium. They can't win anything, so I gotta find anything.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about your bump the dock daily job going from. Ouch, excuse me. Like what you like about your specific job and what you don't like
sure,
about
man,
it.
Sure, man, sure. Let's right? go ahead and talk about that.
Well, I'm serious, man. What is the perk about your specific job? And what exactly would you do to find your job? Third shift,
the way I found my job, obviously, you know how I found my job. You and I were running together for a different company, and you know you were teaching me different things. I wanted more money. I wanted better things. This job from you by your friend who you used to work with, and sure, the hours aren't the best. You know, I start at midnight every night, Monday through Friday. I get home when I get home. Could be 9 o'clock in the morning. Could be like today, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But every day is different. You know, Monday, Thursdays, I run through Pittsburgh and surrounding area. Tuesday, I run to Western Ohio and run back Route 30. Wednesday, I go to West Virginia. And Friday, I'm on a different route, Western Ohio. The things I like about my job, unlike you guys who are over the road or out on the road, OTR, all that good stuff, is – road is closed. I can figure out a quicker way to get around it than the guys are going to be able to. And I already know the area is sort of set up so I can get to where I need to go. Maybe bump the dock thing. Problem is, I don't bump my dock, but maybe about 9 or 10 times a week. But
yeah,
my truck anywhere between 9 and 15 times a day to unload my own freight, you know, for the company that I work for. Now, the best part about my job is I don't have to deal with traffic. Traffic is the biggest thing that every driver hates.
Amen.
I'm out here running midnight, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. There might be 12 or 13 cars on the road. The parts I hate about my job is going to downtown Pittsburgh because of a stupid person who made one complaint because they decided to move in next to an industrial store. Now I can't go there till after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember whenever they were complaining about that, and then I remember when that changed
so,
for you.
Instead of having a 8-hour day like I used to have for that day on Monday and Thursday, now I have a 10-hour day because I have to deal with traffic downtown Pittsburgh, road construction, one-way streets, morons. Yeah, you know, just the normal everyday crap. But as we've stated before, my company pays me well, and it helps out.
And we just lost Will. The IRS doesn't like him talking about how much he makes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
To be continued.
I apologize for my absence. Mother Nature was persistent in her needing to communicate with me.
Right, that's fine. That's fine. You know, speaking of, and I don't really mean to talk about your guys' jobs, my job, blah, 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 because there's a lot of guys.
And there
are stuck OTR. And
yeah, they're not an option for some. Oh. And they're not in companies. Some are not in companies that genuinely do care about them as a driver, as a person.
Right. Right.
I complain off air to you and Will about the company I work for. In truth, everybody bitches about their job. In reality, though, the company I work for is a pretty good company. You know, I'll give you an example. My very first load with this company, I had been involved in an accident in the Chicago area back when they were redoing the 294-94 split. Through the construction zones, trucks had to be in the left lane. As soon as you hit the split, you had to get back to the right lane. The split used to be right there where the roads divide. And as I was making, you know, preparing to make my way to get back into the right lane, I look in my mirror, nobody there. I look in my mirror again, still nobody there. I look a third time, still nobody there. Of course, I had my turn signal on the whole time. As soon as I move over, there was somebody there. She had come from the 94 lanes into the 294 lanes. And I ran her over. I was charged with improper lane change. And I had to go to court. My court date was set. That night when I got the ticket. For 4 weeks later. Okay, we'll figure this out. the next day, the company I drove for, the safety director was not permitted to even ride a bicycle without getting stopped for DUI. Okay.
Wow. Well, while you're talking, I gotta plug my headset in. Speaking of which,
yeah,
this is gonna work, fellas.
Otherwise, we're gonna be just jacking here for ourselves.
She's Lola is screaming in my ear. Your battery's low. So just keep yelling, everybody.
Anyway, he fired me the next day.
Right, I remember.
Okay, so I went home. And 3 weeks later, it's getting close to my court date, and I don't know how I'm going to get to Chicago. I had to go to Chicago to get my report from county. Probably the most corrupt government system in the country. Anyway, about a week before my court date, I get a phone call. I was helping my mother-in-law's boyfriend lay carpet. I get a phone call on the job. It was J&R Shugel Recruiting calling me, asking me if I wanted a job. I said, yes, please.
Yes, please.
So they brought me in, you know, brought me down to Columbus to go through orientation. And when I'm talking to my dispatcher, our dispatchers are in New Ulm, Minnesota, or at least at that time, that's where they all were. Now we've got some in Columbus, but anyway, when I talked to him, I said, look, I got a court date that I got to be at in about a day. He said, okay. He said, I'll find a load for you. He found a load for me, told me to take it to our Chicago drop yard, drop it, and bobtail to the courthouse the next day.
Nice.
Yeah. It's not uncommon to hear stories from other drivers with this company. You know, something serious happens back home and they got to get home. They'll buy it.
Yeah.
They'll buy you a plane ticket. They'll buy you a plane ticket. If it's that.
Yeah. Wow.
That urgent.
Wow. Yeah. That's
when
that's
my mom passed away.
Almost
2 years. Well, yeah, about a year and a half ago now, a little over a year, I guess. When mom passed away, I was literally a mile away from my receiver when I got the news. I couldn't deliver until Monday, and I got the news Saturday night. Well, actually, 2 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, is when I got the phone call that mom had passed. I called night dispatch. By 7 a.m., they had somebody coming to me a mile away. I'm a mile away from receiver, north of Indianapolis. They had somebody coming from Cincinnati with an empty trailer to me to come sit on that load and told me to deadhead home 300 some miles.
Wow. That would be J.R. Shugel.
Yep.
That's a good company. I mean, from what you've literally said nothing bad ever really about your dispatch.
No,
or anything else, you know, I mean, I've always heard nothing but good news from you about that.
In that respect, I know I'm lucky.
I mean, right, yeah.
You know, because there are a ton of companies out there that don't give a rat's ass about the driver.
Super. Oh, yeah, right.
You know,
William's got a good perk, too. I mean, Fastenal has treated you well, have they not, William?
That they have. Where else?
Yes, they have.
Where else are you gonna go? Where you can go to a concert one night and all of a sudden see your boss there? I'm not talking light music either. I'm talking heavy metal. Hey, Will, how you doing? What the heck?
Right.
Yeah. You know, right. And jobs are out there that you can go and jam with your boss as a musician.
Yeah. Exactly. Like Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you've done that, haven't you, William?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of things going on in 5 years with this company, especially since my first day of the company. I was hired in on the day of the Boston bombing.
Oh, the Boston bombing, yeah.
Yeah, that was my first day at Fastenal.
for me, the notable thing about my career, I started July 27th, 2001. What happened?
And as this is previous, what you started on my birthday.
Yeah. What happened a month and a half later?
September 11th.
For Will and I, we gained another family member that day, but yes.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah. But September 11th, and I'm as green can be. Oh, my God, what was I educated that day? And I think we all were.
Yeah. I was still in high school.
Well, yeah, well, I don't think it matters what you were doing or where you were. We all got an education that day.
That's true.
And we're still learning about it.
Yeah.
Now, not to not to get into any controversial topic or conspiracy theories or anything like that. We all have our theories about that.
Yes, we do. Yes, alien. We do. We
now, definitely have. But yeah, and my first truck was issued to me on my birthday. So literally, I'd only been in the truck on my own, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah.
Welcome to trucking, Chris.
That's okay. What are you talking about? My first truck I was ever issued on my own was also through your company.
Yeah.
Before I told them to shove it up.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because they wanted you to come back out the day after Christmas.
Right, yeah. But the day I was issued my truck is a day that a lot of people were wondering if the day was even going to happen.
You may lose me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I lost Will. And here I'm thinking it was me. Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, you know.
Yeah.
The industry has changed a lot since when I started. Uh-oh, you there?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
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 Bye, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what, man. We'll do that. We'll talk about how the industry has changed over the years here on the next episode. How's that?
There you go.
Maybe everybody's headsets will be charged up. I don't know. That's funny. Yeah, I'm going bye-bye. He says.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with our signal and stuff like that. It seems to disconnect when we have a weaker signal where we're at.
Right. Oh, yeah. But that was just funny. Uh-oh. And you're twing. All right, William, thank you for joining us, man. I appreciate you. No doubt about it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Midnight Chrome Radio. You know that. We'll catch you out here next time. And until then, everybody, be safe and be that change that you want to see. Everybody, 10-4, overtime, out.
Now, be for you trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drink.
Mexico, an I-40 like a Texas lizard on black.